Okay, continuing with Mishnah Dalet, Yosef ben Yoezer's three statements about Talmud Torah. First, the home. Second, having mitabek ba'afar agleim. And now, number three, have a shote betzama et divrayim. The image here of drinking their words with thirst has significance on two levels. First of all, understanding the significance of divrei Torah, of divrei chachamim as divrei Torah. Dvarim perakhet is the pasuk that I believe Yosef ben Yoezer is paraphrasing, where Hashem talks about how part of the lesson of the Midbar was to learn that God provides food for you, and remembering that when you get to Eretz Yisrael as well. Perek Chet Pasuk Gimel, Vayi'ancha vayarivecha vayachilcha et haman asher lo yadata v'lo yadun avotecha l'man hodiacha. God gave you the man to show you, to teach you, ki lo ala lechem levado yechia adam, ki man subsists not just on the bread alone, ki al kol motzeh pi Hashem yechia adam. Really, man lives based on the Word of God. It's the Word of God that gives us bread, and the Word of God that gives us direction in general in life. Building on this, Amos, Perek Chet, Pasuk Yud Aleph says, Hine yamim bo'im neum Hashem, v'hishlachti ra'av ba'aretz. There'll be a day where there'll be tremendous hunger. La'rav la'lachem v'lo tzam la'mayim, ki'im l'shmo'a divrei Hashem. Based on the comparison of Devarim Perek Chet, of divrei Hashem to food, Amos is saying that it'll be even greater where people will hunger and thirst for Devar Hashem more than for actual food. And the tzama, the thirst, this sense of something's vital importance to us, we see, of course, through Devarim Perek Lamed, amongst other psukim, where Hashem tells us that the goal should be to love God, to stick to God and His Torah. Le'avat Hashem al-kach l'shmo b'kolo l'davka bo ki hu chayecha v'orech yamecha. A sense of it being one's life source. It's Rabbi Akiva, famous Gemara in Brachot of Samach Aleph Amid Bet, who expressed this in a real way when he insisted on teaching Torah, even once the Romans had made a gzeira against it on pain of death. Pappos ben Yehuda asks him why he's doing it. Rabbi Akiva gives the mashal of the wolf and the fish. The fish is swimming in the river and the fishermen are trying to catch it. The wolf suggests to the fish that it comes out of water and he'll take the fish downstream on his back. The fish says to the wolf, if in the water, which is my natural needed environment for life, I'm so threatened, how much more in danger will I be when I leave this environment and I'm on dry land? Akiva said, if when I'm teaching Torah I'm threatened, how much more in danger will I be when I'm not teaching Torah? Because Torah is my life's source. Obviously not on a physical plane, but on a spiritual plane for the essence of our lives. When people appreciate the significance of Divrei Torah, Divreihem as Dvar Hashem, they will be Shote V'Tzama, the things they want for their spiritual life source.